because the Besioset is become between the Mordechai. How can he say Brocha? How can he say Brocha? And the Kisra Adam, because he takes that, he squeezes it out from the off some dam, and he makes it absorbed in the Beged. Is he Mikhaim then? When the Beged absorbs the dam, is he Mikhaim then? The mitzvah of Kisra Adam? Of course not. The mitzvah of Kisra Adam consists in covering the dam with offer, not in covering the dam by absorbing it in the Beged. That's not Kisra Adam. Even if he were to put in a plastic sheet over the dam, it would be kind of mitzvah. So certainly, by absorbing the dam of Shchite, or the Of, or the Chayo, in the Beged, he's not the kind of mitzvah of Kisra Adam. He's not the kind of mitzvah of Kisra Adam. So how can we say the Brocha? So the Brocha is the Brocha of Atolet. So those who are Chilik and the Mordechai's name, so say it is a Brocha of Atolet. So what is the sheet of the Mordechai? And there are more passages like the Mordechai. There are more passages like the Mordechai. So what is the shita of the Mordechai and the Ramo that too at that time he is not Mikhail the mitzvah of Kisra Adam? When will he be Mikhail the mitzvah of Kisra Adam? Later on, when he comes home and he squeezes out the dam from the Beged and it will be moist dam, and then he'll put it on the floor and cover it with the floor. Then it'll be kind of mitzvah. But since the squeezing out of the dam and absorbing it into the beged is a necessary step into the ultimate fulfilling of the mitzvah. So as long as he says the broche before that, which is indispensable for the ultimate kima mitzvah, so it's considered a lovas yosef. In view of the fact that the broch has to be recited not simultaneously with the kima mitzvah, if the aloha had been that the birchas hamitzvah is to be recited simultaneously with the kima mitzvah, so then the Mordechai would say that he can recite the broch. But in view of the fact that the birchas hamitzvah is to be recited before the kima mitzvah. Before the Kima Mitzvah. But it cannot be recited. Let's say, suppose someone, let's say, has a lulav, let's say, in the shul. He keeps the lulav in the shul. And he gets up in the morning, he'll say the broche. He has to walk half an hour to the shul. So he gets up in the morning at 7 o'clock. So he'll say, Hashem Tizem Tzvon until us walk. Then he'll start walking to the shul, and it'll take him half an hour until he gets to the shul. Then he'll take the word. So the bracha will be bracha latole. That's not considered evelas yosom. Evelas yosom means just immediately before the kima mitzvah. So in the case where the kima mitzvah takes place half an hour later, so then the recitation of the bracha half an hour before in his home is not considered evelas yosom. Mashinkin, in this case, where the absorbing the dam is a means towards the fulfillment of the mitzvah. And any other way you couldn't fulfill the mitzvah, so reciting the broche just before he absorbs the dam in the beged is considered the last yosef. Of course, it's a very big finish. It's a very strange swallow. But that is the shite of the mother. השיח את חיו ואיבול יוצא מהם דם ותור כל הדברים שעשו לנו זרועים והם מצמיחים בכל אופו מחסים מהם והם מצמיחים לקרום אופו מחסים מהם ולפך מחסים מזה ולכו לדעת מהי עד שנהי צמצור חושתי כלל ובסי זה מחרס ובינו מגוב של חרש שקוששון ומשחיק זרבונים ומשחיק חרסים ובנהירה של פשטדק ומסרס חרושים ובאיכלים ובגודים שחוף מה שנעשו אופו ובשיחו ומתחו ומקוב ונכנסה פסולים אבל מחסים מזה ולגעס ולדחים את שהי צצור מחושתי ולמכבר ויסופים ומוסר ומשחיק הסמטרס עם הנסופים חוץ מבזוב שוחוק גבר מגול שנקרא אופו וסיב ויאפרי זוב להם ואיפה מקרא אופו תחסידו לו כל הטוב מתום אי מאף עשרית וחדוס אם נכנסים בו פרה מדבום זה שארץ מלאיכו ואין המצמחס so I mean that's the sheet of all the other machine not the sheet of the shield ואוכל אם נכנסים ואופו לאחו ממאיו כי יהיה מתויתה ואם נכנסים בשלו all right, that's finished now I want to finish Hilchos Shechita. I think we went over every tool. I mean, we didn't go over inside in the lesson model, but I think that every basic Shach and Taz I discussed about it. Now, so we will have to review Gemara Sechum and Hilchos Shechita, and now on Pesach, it's also a mitzvah from the Torah on Pesach. So, and then I think that the Pesach will be not the first day after the Pesach vacation, but it will be on the first day of Shchedesh of Iyar. So that means the Monday following the last day of Pesach, a week after Pesach on Monday.
In Hashana Tafshin Mem Aleph in Nisan Dalet, we were zoche to be Mvorek Dechama, an event occurring once in 28 years. The night prior, Rav Aaron Salvechik, Harosh HaYeshiva, Brisk Yeshiva, gave a shir as follows, whole or in part.